Paul went to the door, which was already open, but he stopped at the side as he heard a familiar voice.
"Boy, what a dummy," Weasel was saying.
"My tummy is happy, though,"
Underbite said.
"Glad he had money.
Time to see what else he gave us."
Paul peeked inside to see Weasel pulling his things out of his pack, putting his shirts onto a crate. Marcy's was little more than a back storage room. He didn't even see Marcy, or anyone else for that matter. It was dimly lit inside, with the door providing all the light. Racks lined the walls with containers full of junk and large, useless-looking items like broken street lamps. The tables were crates, and the chairs were smaller crates. Weasel pulled out Paul's hammer from the pack and held it up.
"What the?"
"A hammer?"
Underbite asked. Weasel set it down and pulled out Paul's handsaw. He sounded horrified.
"What was this for?"
Then he pulled out Paul's pliers.
"Teeth pullers?"
He chuckled nervously.
"What was this guy, the handyman or something?"
Paul had an idea. He wasn't the handyman, but they didn't know that. Although he was a terrible liar, he thought that maybe he could make this quick, and they wouldn't have time to see through his bluff. They didn't seem to be armed, so his idea might work. He didn't think too hard about it. He took the opportunity before him. He stepped into the doorway, put his hands to his hips, stood wide and ominous, as much as he could for an average-looking man with patchy hair, and he answered the man's question.
"That's exactly who I am. I'm the handyman, and now you really pissed me off."
Two faces rotated toward him, eyes gone wide. They looked ready to run. They looked around, looking for a way out. Paul's plan had worked. His bluff had worked. But then he noticed that he was blocking the only exit. So he stepped inside and started walking along the wall, keeping well away from them, giving them an open shot out. He was mad at them, so keeping a glare was easier than he anticipated. Hopefully he was mean-looking enough, because acting like a rampaging maniac wasn't natural for him. And hopefully they didn't think it odd that he had conveniently given them a way out. His boots clunked on the floor with methodical, menacing steps.
Clunk. Pause. Clunk. Pause. Clunk.
He waited for them to run, but they seemed too frozen in fear to think. They were like two deer standing in headlights. At least they were afraid of him, if only they got the hint that they should flee in fear. Paul stopped.
"Well, it's your move."
He was so proud of himself by how threatening he said it. Weasel swallowed, looked at Paul's stuff, looked back at Paul, looked at his partner in crime. Then he said,
"There's no way we get out of this."
"It was nice knowing you,"
Underbite lamented. Paul frowned. Did people see the handyman as that dangerous? That they couldn't outrun him? He was starting to rethink this idea. Come to think of it, everyone always tried to kill the handyman. Was it because they thought they had no other option? Shit, Paul said to himself, and he wasn't one to swear.